Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the seventh day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masech de Gittin, Perek Tashi, Mishnah Vav. Edim that are signed on a get normally write their name and the name of their father. Ruvain ben Yaakov, Eid, for example. Amishan deals with two Gittin that were written alongside each other, next to each other, on one Megillah, on one parchment, on one paper, two columns. Get one and get two next to each other. But there were only two Edim, and their signatures are stretched underneath both Gittin, moving from underneath the first get, moving on to the second get. For example, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, or Menashe ben Yosef Eid, they're the two witnesses, in such a way that the words Reuven ben under one get, and the words Yaakov Eid are under the other get. Or Menashe ben is written under the first get, and then Yosef Eid under the second get. In such a way, we say that the get, which has the Edim that can be read with it, in this case, the get on the right, that's going to be kosher. Because the main chasima, the main signing, is the name of the Eid, of the witness. And if the Edim sign their name under the get that's on the left-hand side, but the name of their father is under the get in the right-hand side, for example, they wrote in English, they wrote Reuben, the son of Jacob, is an aid, but they wrote Reuven in English, and they wrote it stretching on from the left, moving on to the right. So Reuven appears under the get on the left, and then Ben Yaakov Eid is, Reuven Ben is on the left, and Yaakov Eid is on the right. Then the get that's on the left will be kosher. If, however, it had Reuven under the first get and Ben Yaakov Eid under the second, then both are going to be kosher. It's as if it would have said Reuven Eid and Ben Yaakov Eid, and that's perfectly right, and that would be acceptable. Our Mishnah, however, deals with two Gittin that have written next to each other, one piece of paper, the four Eidim that are signed on it, are signed in such a way that we said before, except that two of them wrote it in Hebrew, going from right to left, and two of them wrote it in another language, let's say English, going from left to right. Shnei Gittin Shekhsovin Zevizatze, says the Mishnah. You have two Gittin written alongside each other, one Megillah, a get on the right and a get on the left. Ushnei Medim Ivrim Boim Mitachazelas Dachazeh, and there are two witnesses, Hebrew, their names written in Hebrew, their chsimas, their signatures, going from one get, moving on to the next. So they signed in Hebrew, moving from the get in the right towards the end of the get, towards the end, underneath the get in the left. So the names are written under the get on the right, but the father is written under the get on the left. Meantime, Ushnai made him Ibonim, you had another two witnesses that were writing it in Greek, and Boim Tachazel Tachazel, they were writing it from the opposite direction, from the right get that was from under the get that was on the left, moving on to the under the get that was on the right. So in that case, these two witnesses that signed in Greek have their names written under the get on the left, and their father's names under the get on the right. Says the Mishnah, Es Shehaedim Harishonim Nikroinim Okosher. That gate that has the names of the Edim that are first read, the first set of Edim that can be read with it, we're going to be kosher. So if the witnesses that are signed in Hebrew signed first, the get on the right is going to be kosher, because that's the get, that's the signatures, that's the get that has the signatures that can be read with it. If those who signed in Greek their names, that's what they signed first, then the get on to the left is going to be kosher. Now, why is that? Why is it always the first pair of Edim that can be read with the get is going to be kosher? The Gemara explains the reason is because we are worried that maybe the second lot of Edim followed the way in which the first lot of Edim had signed. For example, if the Hebrew signatures were done first, we're worried that the Greek signatures that were done after them were done in the same way from the right to left, compatible with the Hebrew signatures. In other words, they wrote it in Greek, but they wrote it writing the names of their fathers first, and then they're moving on to their own names. In that case, you've got four people really signing only on the get on the right, and the get on the left is not. Has no Edim then, or no chasimas. Similarly, if the Greek signatures came first, which go from left to right, we're worried that maybe the Hebrew signatures followed in the same order. They changed the order in which they wrote the Hebrew names. They signed their father's names first on the left, then moved across to the right, and then it comes out all four of them have really signed on the get on the left. Eid Echad, Ivri, back to the Mishnah. One Eid wrote his signature in Hebrew, Ve'ed Echad Ivani, followed by someone in Greek. Ve'ed Echad Ivri, when next one wrote it in Hebrew, his signature, Ve'ed Echad Ivani, then another one wrote his in Greek. Boin Metachazel Sachazen. In each case, their signatures flowed from one get to the other. So all four Eidim are signed on these two getin, but they signed it alternatively. First one Hebrew, second one Greek, third one Hebrew, fourth one Greek. All the chasimas are going from one get to the other. Shnein psulin, says the Mishnah, they're both going to be posel. Why are they both going to be posel? Both getin. Because we don't know which one has proper signatures. We are worried that maybe the second person who signed in each case, the second person who signed, that if he signed in Greek, maybe there he changed, maybe he signed his signature in the opposite way to match the one above him in Hebrew, from right to left. And maybe the others signed normally. If they signed normally, so you've got three signing on the get on the right and only one on the get on the left. That means the only one that's kosher is the gesher, is the get that's on the right. But maybe, just maybe, it's possible that the second aid signed in Greek normally. In other words, left to right. Then the third one changed his writing in Hebrew. Instead of writing right to left, he wanted to match the Greek signature and also wrote left to right. The fourth one in Greek wrote like he does, left to right, which means now you've got three signatures on the get that's on the left and only one on the right. And because of that, only the left would be kosher. So since we don't know which one is kosher, which one of the gittin, therefore they both have to be possible. Mishnah Zayin. Shir mitzvas haget uksavoy bedav hasheni. What happens if he wrote one get, but he wrote it on two columns? It's all one get, a one megillah. Let's say the space on the right hand side of this get, there wasn't enough place to write the whole nusach of the get, and he completed it on the second column. Va'edim elamata, and their witness assigned at the bottom of the get, on the left hand side. Kosher, the get's kosher, as long as we can tell, however, that nothing's been torn from this get. And that's what the sofer meant to do in the first place, to use two columns to finish this get. But if it can't tell that, and you can't be certain that nothing's been torn or cut from it, then the get's posel. Maybe there were two getin here. And maybe what he did was he cut off the top, the bottom of one and the top of the other and made them into one get. Now, if that's the case, of course, it's posel. But we're talking here about a case where he can tell this did not happen. So it's all one get. Just that the sofa couldn't fit it in one column, so he moved to the next. Chosmo Eidim Berosh Adaf. What happens if the Eidim, the witness, is signed on the top of the get instead of underneath it? Or Minatzad, or on the side, in the area which has got no writing on it, on the right or the left. Oy Me'acharav, or they signed behind it. The get Poshut. This is, of course, talking about an ordinary get, as opposed to a get Mekusher, which is a get that has ties, where they tie the get or stitch it, and then the Eidim sign at the back of each stitch of each kasher. But in a normal get, which we call a get poshet, Eidim sign below, at the bottom. But here, this particular get, if it was signed on the back of it, all these cases possible. The get is going to be possible, because the Chachamim made a decree that the Eidim have to sign below under the nusach of the get. And therefore, if they signed at the top of the get on the side or behind it, it wasn't done like the Chachamim said, it's possible. Hikif Rosha Shel Zeh Betzer Rosha Shel Zeh. If he brought the heads or the tops of the two get and one to each other, he wrote the get in the middle of the get, in the middle of the, he started the get in the middle of it, of the page, and then moved downwards. And the other one, he turned it upside down, then moved again from the middle upwards. So you've got the ends of each get are now, or the top of each get are next to each other. V'Eidim Amtsa, and the Eidim in the middle between the two get. Says the Mishnah, that's no good for any of them. Shneim Pesulim, they're both going to be Potzel. Why? Because in each case, the signatures of the witnesses is not underneath a get, as it has to be. Sofer shel zeh betzad sofer shel zeh. What happens if the end of each get comes close to each other? Which means that he wrote the dev. He wrote on the column one get going from up downwards normally. Then he turned it upside down. Then he wrote again from the top going downwards, and so he've got the two ends of the get touching each other, and the witnesses in between. V'hayinim ba'amtza, between these two get. Says the Mishnah, the only get that'll be kosher will be Esra Edim Nikra Nimai. That get, that the signatures of the witnesses can be read with it, i.e. the ones that are underneath the get, as like any other, like any ordinary get kosher, that'll be kosher. But not the other get, because the other get will have the chsimis, will have the witnesses of the signatures of the witnesses opposite, on the opposite direction. What happens? Rosh shel zeh b'tzad sofer shel zeh. You had the top of one get next to the bottom of one get. Then, in such a case, he wrote the two gittin one after each other. In other words, v'ha'edim b'amtza, the middle of the edim in the middle, esra edim nikra b'sofer kosher. The only ones that are kosher are the edim that are that the is the get that have the edim signatures signed appearing on the bottom of it, which means in the case. In the first get in this case, kosher, and only that one will be a kosher get.